For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hi, I'm Mark Emery, the publisher of Cannabis Culture Magazine, and according to the DEA, the number one drug trafficking organization kingpin in all of Canada. But, you know, there's also a lot of great news, though. But, you know, with Loretta Knoll running for governor of Alabama, and even weed man Ed Fortian running in New Jersey, getting good publicity there, but certainly Loretta's outstanding response from the people of Alabama so far. And even I, in my notoriety, have become more popular than ever before in Canada, and that people stop me on every block to, you know, emphasize their concern. And a lot of these people are people that don't smoke pot, so this is accomplishing a very useful thing, my getting this attempted extradition by the DEA to take me to a United States federal prison for a sentence, of course, you know, longer than what I'd get in Canada for multiple murder, which is 25 years maximum. You know, the DEA wants me to spend 30 to 35 years, or let's face it, the rest of my life behind bars for doing something no one in Canada's ever gone to jail for. But there's a lot of optimism. The mayor of Vancouver recently held a harm reduction forum, which was incredibly progressive, and he also said this crystal meth hysteria that's going around is just garbage. You know, methamphetamine is hardly any more used or popular than it was years ago, and it's just a way to ratchet up more penalties and to ignore the poor who are addicted and things like that. So, you know, I happen to be in a privileged part of the world where, you know, progressive ideas are common and spoken of frequently and held in official corridors and what have you. I really admire Loretta Knoll for managing to get Alabamians to favor progressive drug law reform in the environment she's in. That shows tremendous accomplishment to me.
She tells me that another online TV poll this time showed her leading Roy Moore by a margin of 3-1.
Well, I'm hoping that she does well in local polls. I'm really looking forward to her walking across the state. I think that'll be tremendous to galvanize her supporters, her campaign workers, and the petition drive. And I think it will keep the momentum of her campaign, which has got a real great first week and a half of publicity in all the news media. You know, she's doing a lot of radio shows. And shows that if one person's really determined, you can, within 3 years of her being an activist, she can impact quite a bit and get the issue out there, not so much get elected, although I'm optimistic that she's going to put forward a year's worth of solid campaigning, but to get people talking about prison reform, drug law reform, political reform, valuable discussion pieces we need in the years running up to the 2008 presidential election and next year's midterm elections, where I'm hoping the Democratic Party sees the House of Representatives and start reversing this terrible direction we've been moving in America.
To learn more about Mark Emery, please visit CannabisCulture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.